Tennessee continues its prep down in South Beach for the Orange Bowl. It's Tennessee and Miami coming up at the end of the week. What I saw from Tuesday practice and more notes on Tennessee and Clemson here on a Wednesday. Locked On Vols.
You are Locked On Vols, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, everybody? How we doing? Welcome into it. This is your Wednesday edition of Locked On Vols, and I'm your host, Eric Kane. So glad to have you guys with us here today. And hey, good announcement here. We needed Christmas Day plus 2 days, but we got the 6,000 followers, subscribers, on YouTube. Can't thank you guys enough for that. As always, you can like this video and subscribe to the channel Locked On Vols on YouTube if you haven't already. But thank you so much. It was 6K by Christmas Day plus two, but we got it before New Year's Day. So 6K by New Year's Day was a success. Thank you guys so much. I'm your host, Eric Kane. I write for the VolQuest.com site. That's the Tennessee affiliate of the On3 Network. I'm really excited to be down here in Miami to cover the Orange Bowl, Tennessee and Clemson. That is coming up again at the end of the week, and really, really looking forward to that. In this episode of Locked On Vols, I'll tell you what I saw from the practice field and some of those media sessions on Tuesday. That'll be in segment number one. In segment two, I had a one-on-one with Will Shipley. That is the running back for Clemson. Going to bring that to the show. That's in segment two. And then finally, we'll get back into our 2023 position look ahead, and we'll talk about the tight end position for the University of Tennessee. That's what you have to look forward to right here on your Wednesday show. All right, so what did I see from Tennessee on a Tuesday out at practice? Well, again, it was a little bit warmer on Tuesday for Tennessee. And it was mid-50s and rainy on Monday. It was not much warmer, but it was warmer, at least for practice time, at the start of practice time. Temperatures got in the low 60s. The rain had stopped. There were some morning showers that moved out a little bit. But temperatures were getting somewhere around 63, 64 at the beginning of practice. A couple hours later, when practice was over, the sun came out. And it was getting up to 70 degrees. So on Wednesday, today, it should be beautiful here in Miami, Florida, about 75, partly cloudy. Tomorrow on Thursday, the rain is going to start coming back a little bit. I think it's 30% chance. Then it's going to be 30% chance on Friday. But the temperature should be up there around 70 degrees the rest of the week. And, you know, after a chilly, chilly start. Also, everybody back at home in East Tennessee, if you're watching and listening to this in East Tennessee, hope you guys, you and yours, were safe during the brief little snow shower. I know that the roads were hazardous, but hope you guys all did well in that regard. But, you know, back to practice on Tuesday for Tennessee. Again, temperatures were in the low 60s with the sun poking out a little bit. You know, we're only there for like 15 minutes, and part of that is them stretching. It's really annoying, but again, it's better than nothing. So a lot of what I can see and take and you know, gather from notes and all that, it's minuscule. But nonetheless, you had Tennessee that, you know, was out there, and the defense started the workout with turnover circuits, as it does pretty much each and every day, you know, going over there, securing the tackle, poking the ball free. Sometimes there's two going at once and one guy securing the tackle and stripping the football or punching the football loose, and the other guy scooping and scoring or jumping on the football. That's what the defense was doing to begin the practice. And then there was some stretching. There was a specialty period. They went over punt team on Monday. And then while we were there, they were going through kickoff drills on a Tuesday. So that was the specialty period. During the specialty period, you had running backs going through inside run with the offensive linemen, the defensive backs that were not on the kickoff team that were catching balls on the jug machines and stuff like that. You had some wide receivers who were not on the kickoff team that were over on the sideline. Some assistants were throwing, you know, tennis balls, and they were catching those and whatnot. And then you got into the individual period, and that's basically, you know, where you see the bulk of the work and some of the groups and all that. But again, we didn't get to see an awful lot of that. But you got into the individual period. It looks like the offensive line is pretty healthy bunch right now, which is good. I know the time off is good for everybody, but specifically for those offensive and defensive linemen, get beat up a lot, get stepped on, you know, trench play and all that. A lot of energy for the big men on Tuesday as they were, you know, trying to fight through still a little bit of some conditions down in Miami and South Beach, but still, you know, out there and knowing the game is only a couple days away. So Tennessee is continuing its prep, finishing up bowl practices. Now the second day practicing on site. Tennessee will continue to practice today. They'll have a session on Thursday as well. On Tuesday, there was a media availability for Tennessee's defense, and then it was followed by Clemson's offense, meaning Tennessee defensive coordinator Tim Banks and about five or six players spoke, And then right after that, it was Clemson offensive coordinator and about five or six players they spoke, and Will Shipley being one of those. And I'm going to bring that to you here in the next segment. But all that's up at volquest.com if you want to check it out as well. But anyway, back to practice. In terms of injury notes, nothing really changing. Red jerseys for a number of players. You had Danico Slaughter, Christian Charles, Wesley Walker. They were in red non-contact jerseys. Receivers Chaz Nimrod, Brew McCoy were in red jerseys. You had all the quarterbacks in red jerseys, which, again, is normal. I did get a look at Taven Jackson today. He's been in full pads. He's been practicing with Tennessee throughout this bowl session. He's recovering from a broken collarbone suffered during mop-up duty. I can't remember if it was UT Martin or if it was Akron, but it was earlier in the season. Nonetheless, he looked pretty good. Again, we weren't there for long. Didn't look like he had any limitations when I was out there, but that does not mean that he's full go. But I think he will be available, but I think it'll only be available in an emergency situation. I think Gaston Moore is going to be your backup quarterback here for the Orange Bowl, which is still a little dicey. You've got Joe Milton, you got Gaston Moore, Navy Shuler is also available. And then I think in an emergency situation, Taven Jackson would be available and ready to go. But he, looked good, and he's got a big spring coming up as he's trying to find a role in the quarterback pecking order with Nico and Joe here this spring. Also got a good look at Texas transfer offensive lineman Andre Carrick at practice on Tuesday. Bigger guy. He was a little bit taller than I thought. Kind of imagine first time seeing him in person. I'm sure he was out there on Monday. I just didn't notice him, but I did notice him on Tuesday. Good looking guy in pads. And I do think that he's got more of a future as a guard in this offense. Tennessee is actively searching for an offensive tackle. And still, I think you've got, Gerald Mincy, you got JJ Crawford, who can either, split up and be your tackles next year or man one side. I think they're looking for another offensive tackle. And then, of course, you got to replace Jerome Corbin inside. And I think Andre Carrick could potentially be a guy that does it or, fights with Ollie Lane and Jackson Lampley and some other veterans, maybe Addison Nichols to kind of take that spot. But nonetheless, I thought Andre Carrick looked pretty good in pads when I saw him on Tuesday. And, that was good to see. So those were some of the biggest things that I saw on Tuesday. One other note, linebacker Caleb Perry, he was not dressed down. He was in street clothes watching practice. I've been told that he's trying to get over an illness right now, so his status is pretty questionable. And we'll see about Brandon Turnage and Trey Flowers. Tennessee's secondary is super beat up right now. Those guys missed the Vanderbilt game. I'm not sure if they're 100%. They might be. They might play. Maybe they're limited in some fashion. But those are two guys I'd watch for in terms of their injury status. They are here. They are, with the team down here in South Beach in Miami. But I would kind of watch their statuses potentially. I expect to see a lot of Wesley Walker at safety on Friday night. So those were kind of my notes from a practice here on a Tuesday yesterday. And again, Tennessee will be back out on the practice field. It's closed to the media today and tomorrow. Last time seeing bowl practice, that was yesterday. But plenty of more media opportunities leading up to kickoff. That's coming up on Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern time, and that'll be on ESPN. So really, really looking forward to that. Love being on location to talk about the bowl game and to have you guys with me here, breaking it down here on Locked On Vols. Can't thank you enough for all that. When we come back, I do want to bring on an interview, a one-on-one that I did with Clemson running back Will Shipley. Really, really talented running back. Had a one-on-one with him, and that's coming up next right here on Locked On Vols. But first, I'll remind you guys about a proud sponsor of the show, Bet Online. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. You can get all the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college bowl season to basketball to the World Cup. They've got it all at BetOnline. If you check the line for Tennessee and Clemson, Tennessee went from a 2.5 underdog now to a 4.5-point underdog. The total is sitting at 63.5. You have two quarterbacks who did not play the entire season, Kate Klubnik, and, of course, Joe Milton. I might lean a little under with that total. I know that's not what anybody wants to hear. The overs are fun. Unders are never fun. But with two backup quarterbacks essentially playing in this bowl game, I don't know if they'll hit that over. So that total at 63.5, be smart with that one. But you can find all that number, plus the 4.5 underdog number for Tennessee against the spread. That's at Bet Online. If you love sports podcasts as well, they've got them there. You can head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn about all the latest trends and all the action. Bet Online. It is where the game starts. Welcome back into your Wednesday edition of Locked On Vols. Got a one-on-one with Clemson running back Will Shipley I want to bring to the show right now. Reminder, Will Shipley is One of the players Tennessee's defense is going to have to cover, both in the run game and, of course, out of the backfield. Will Shipley, really talented player, has 1,110 rushing yards, obviously leads the team. He has 15 rushing touchdowns for Clemson, but he's also the third leading receiver for Clemson. He's got 34 receptions and 221 yards. So sideline to sideline tackling coming up in the secondary and making a tackle on the running back out of the backfield. He'll flex out to the slot as well at points and times. Will Shipley is small, shifty. He's a really, really talented player. And so Tennessee's defense will definitely have to know where Will Shipley is. Plus, with the backup quarterback and or the future quarterback, I guess, but typically he's been the backup quarterback to DJ Uiagalelei or whatever his name is now at Oregon State. He will not be here in this bowl game, obviously. It's your running back's or your quarterback's best friend is a good running game. So Tennessee will have to account for Will Shipley. Here's my one-on-one conversation from Tuesday's media availability with the Clemson running back, Will Shipley.
Will, so what are your thoughts on Tennessee and that defense and kind of the challenges that will be presented on Friday?
Yeah, it's a great group. It's been fun watching film on them, preparing for them, just getting ready. But, they're really thick inside. They got some big boys. They like to stop the inside zone. They're really good at it. The backers move around. You kind of see two different skill sets within. And then, 33 just opted out. I saw that. So, we'd been playing for him. Kind of got to readjust. But, they're a great group. It's something I'm looking forward to as a competitor.
When you heard the news earlier this month that you were going to play Tennessee, was that kind of exciting? Kind of what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was pumped, especially, it just being the Orange Bowl. I think it just kind of suited really well, So, yeah, I'm pumped to be playing them. They're a historic program, so just to have the opportunity is a blessing.
I know both teams obviously want to play in the playoff, of course, but this is a big-time bowl game, and this will be a playoff game in 2 years. What's the excitement level? What's the focus level throughout this month? I know it's kind of challenging to stay focused throughout all the distractions.
Yeah, I don't think we've had a big problem with it. We got to go home for Christmas and see the family, but, right when we got back here, we've been locked in and we've been focused. We've all got a similar goal in mind, and that's what we're chasing and trying to achieve this week. And if we continue to put in the work, I think that we'll see the benefits.
I know you guys do your own thing offensively, with the new quarterback and all that. But when you look at Tennessee's offense, how intriguing, how interesting is that from the outside?
Yeah, it's been fun to watch and try to emulate and practice and getting the defense ready. They've got a ton of speed. They play with tempo, and it's something that's hard to go up against, especially when they're really successful. So we got to kind of flip it on them, try to get some three and outs, get the offense on the field as much as we can and keep the defense off.
And then you do have a new quarterback for this game, and obviously Kay came in and played that ACC championship. What do you guys think about him? How do you guys rallied around him, and kind of what's the direction now with the new quarterback?
Yeah, we're super pumped. He came in and he was ready to go. He prepared like the starter even when he wasn't. That's what makes him so great. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do and just the leader that he's kind of become throughout the year. He's able to step into that role with full confidence, and everybody's following him.
What does he do well? I'm not saying better than DJ, but just what does he do well?
Yeah, I think it's just his confidence. He does not waver. He does not question any decision that he makes. He goes at it with full confidence, and if he makes a mistake, he puts it on himself, but he moves on, and he's always ready to go. I'd say another thing is just his energy. You notice it during practice. You notice it during the games. He's able to switch the energy of a room or of a team very quickly, and that's a special gift.
Tennessee's had a couple opt-outs. I know you guys had as well. Do you feel like it's still the same team, still the same mindset, just kind of losing a couple of your key contributors?
Yeah, that's exactly how I look at it. It's as a competitor, you always want to play against the best. There's obviously a little bit of disappointment in that, but at the end of the day, they're going to put their best 11 on the field, and we're going to do the same. So, we want the outcome that they want, and at the end of the day, it just depends on who makes plays and who goes out there and who wants it more.
How do you feel like you personally have gotten better this year? Kind of where's your game grown?
Yeah, you know, really put an emphasis in the offseason on, you know, pass blocking and catching the ball out of the backfield. I feel like I've definitely improved in both of those, you know, as the season went on, you know, last offseason, just leading into my sophomore year. And, you know, it's been good. I think I've, you know, caught everyone, but, you know, maybe one or two balls that, you know, I should have come down with. But, you know, that's a lot less than last year. And, you know, I'm just looking to continue to improve. That's my biggest goal. And then, you know, in terms of pass blocking, it's really the biggest adjustment. You know, I went from, you know, catching the ball every time it was thrown in high school to, you know, having to block these, you know, 230, 240-pound guys. So it's been a big adjustment for me, but Coach Spiller has done a great job of helping me out with that. And I think I've seen probably the most improvement in that facet.
How unique is it to have Coach Spiller to be around you? Because they've been there, done that, played at a high level, a legend where you're playing now. Kind of how is that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, that's someone I looked up to when I was a kid, and to be able to learn from him, all of his experiences. You know, he's so willing to share his knowledge to his players. And it's been a really, really good thing for me. I think the best thing that could have happened for me coming to Clemson.
All right, last thing for me, man. For you, for Clemson's offense to be successful against Tennessee defense, what do you guys have to do on Friday? What are some of the, I guess, the keys to victory for you guys?
Yeah, I would say limit mistakes, limit turnovers, you know, have more big plays than them. You know, there's a lot of different things that go into it. But I think if we go out there, we execute and just limit the mistakes. That's gonna be the biggest thing. I think whoever can do that is going to come out victorious.
Which shade of orange is better?
Clemson orange, baby, always.
So really, really good there at the end. I tried to trip him up a little bit. Which shade of orange is best? He said Clemson. Obviously, he's a Clemson football player, but no, professional right there. He did not get caught off guard whatsoever. So good for him. All right, so that's the coverage here for a Wednesday down from Miami. I'll come back and tell you more of what I find out on a Thursday and, of course, on a Friday, leading you guys up to kickoff in the Orange Bowl, Tennessee number 6, Clemson number 7 in the Capital One Orange Bowl. That's coming up on Friday at 8 o'clock. Let's shift gears here. When we come back, let's take a look ahead to the tight end position for Tennessee in 2023. That and more coming up next right here on a Wednesday, Locked On Vols. All right, guys, we got a final segment left here of this Wednesday edition of the show. Appreciate you guys here being with me today, and really, really, really looking forward to a football game coming up later this month. Man, I love football. You love football. It's what drives the ship. And it is last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of football, but not, you know, Tennessee football. So really, really looking forward to that. That's coming up Friday in the Capital One Orange Bowl. Tennessee basketball SEC opener later this afternoon, 4 Central, 5 o'clock Eastern time at Ole Miss. Speaking with Rob Lewis, who covers obviously Tennessee basketball for BallQuest.com. It's a really good opponent to begin SEC play for Tennessee because there's really no offensive identity for Ole Miss. Tennessee, which is struggling with guys in and out of the lineup. We'll see about Josiah Jordan James. At this point, I mean, you kind of just, you know, whatever you get from this season, you'll take. It's unfortunate. You hate it, but I don't think Josiah, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I don't think Josiah is a guy you can really count on right now because of the knee situation. And it's heartbreaking because he's a fan favorite. He's a good ball player, had a great season last year. But we'll see exactly what his role is tonight, if he has one. But Tennessee beginning SEC play on the road at Ole Miss. That's coming up later tonight at 5 o'clock. But let's look ahead to the tight end position room for Josh Heupel in 2023. Now, notice I said Josh Heupel because there's still no tight ends coach. Alex Golish, offensive coordinator and tight ends coach for Tennessee, is now the head coach at South Florida. And so Tennessee is getting through this recruiting cycle, 2023, and then, you know, getting through the bowl game. And Josh Heupel will make an announcement at some point in time, the direction of who's going to be the offensive coordinator, who's going to be calling plays exclusively, and who's going to be coaching tight ends. I'm still in the belief that Josh Heupel will call plays. I think he will promote Joey Halsey up, give him the title as an offensive coordinator, kind of groom him a little bit. And I don't think he'll go out and hire a tight ends coach. That's just kind of my understanding for a multitude of reasons. You know, this is Josh Heupel's offense. He's very much already involved. It was him and Alex Golish acting as, you know, the two gatekeepers, if you will, and they worked really well together. you don't just trust anybody with your offense. So, you know, we'll see exactly what happens. But I do believe it'll be a promotion to Joey Halsey. He'll go out and hire a tight ends coach. But again, that is not set in stone. That's just my opinion. But Josh Heupel will make that hire at some point or another. But what about the tight end room? Well, we start off with Jacob Warren. He gets his own little section here of the show because, you know, what will Jacob Warren do? Now, Jacob Warren has 1 year of eligibility left. He's already been at Tennessee for 5 years. So if he wants to move on with life, whether that's, you know, give the NFL a try, whether that's move on and get a job, you certainly can't blame him. Again, he's been here for 5 years. That is a long, long time. You know, being at, you know, from my own experience, I had a redshirt year I could have took back when I played, but in the 4 years, game, I'd agree. And I mean, I was ready to move on. I mean, I know I wasn't going to the NFL, so what was the point in sticking around and playing another year? I mean, I love the game, but it was time. So is it time for Jacob Warren? I don't know. You know, we'll see. We've heard a number of different things from him this year. At the beginning of the season, it was like a slam dunk. He was coming back, and then it kind of felt like he was not, then it kind of felt like he was. Now I'm kind of hearing that he might be coming back, so we will see. He'll make an announcement not before the bowl game, but he'll make an announcement whenever he's ready on what he wants to do. But Jacob Warren, Tennessee needs Jacob Warren to come back. I mean, Tennessee really would like to have Jacob Warren come back because he is a veteran. He's a guy that knows the system. And you guys have heard me preach about this, you know, for months and maybe even since Josh Heupel's been here. The tight end position is so critical in this offense. Everything that it's asked to do, flex out wide, be on the line, be an H-back, sometimes line up in the backfield, flex out wide, be the flanker, line up at number one. I mean, that's what this offense is asking the tight ends to do because it is an up-tempo and you want to be variant with your formations. And having a tight end that can stay on the field and accomplish all that allows the offense not to substitute. What happens when the offense substitutes? Well, that allows the defense to substitute as well. And so Tennessee doesn't want to do that in this up-tempo offense. So having those tight ends that can do a little bit of everything is critical. And Jacob Warren can do that. I know you look at his receiving numbers and they're not fantastic by any stretch of the imagination, but his value stretches so much further than just the receiving numbers. So, you know, we'll see if Jacob Warren decides to come back. He'll make an announcement at some point after the All-Star game. But if you're Tennessee, you really, really need that to happen because Princeton Fant is gone. And I don't think anybody imagined, you know, Princeton Fant, what he would mean to this team and all those different roles that he played this past season. He's a dynamic athlete. There's no doubt about it, but I don't think anybody saw him rushing for 5 scores. I don't think anybody saw him taking handoffs in the backfield or from an offset eye or from, goodness gracious, from a full house formation. I think that was Vanderbilt. Nonetheless, he was a dynamic player. He didn't catch his first receiving touchdown of this past season until senior day against the final home game of the season against Missouri. That's kind of hard to believe, but he was so productive. 20 passes, what he caught for 222 yards, 3 touchdowns, 5 rushing touchdowns, 6 carries for 17 yards. Had a passing touchdown as well against, I wrote here in my article against Missouri, but that's inaccurate. It was against a UT Martin where it was a double pass, 66 yards down to Jalen Hyatt. So he did a little bit of everything. And again, just like Jacob Warren, he's versatile. He knows what to do. And, you know, it's going to be a big loss. So you need Jacob Warren to come back because Princeton Fant is out of eligibility. He was here for 6 years. Tennessee is also bringing in McCallan Castles, a tight end from UC Davis. And we talked about him on the show whenever he committed to Tennessee. A really, really big guy, nice frame, 6'6", 245 pounds. He's with the team right now. He's not practicing. He had a procedure done after the season, but he'll be good to go for next season. All Big Sky honors each last 3 seasons at UC Davis. Originally signed by Cal out of high school, so it's a guy that's kind of been there and done that. Tennessee does have him coming in, which is obviously a good thing. And then you have Ethan Davis, highly rated 4-star prospect out of Collins Hill High School in Suwanee, Georgia. Considered the 92nd ranked player in the 23 cycle per the On3 rankings. The third tight end in the class, 6'4", 225 pounds. It's a receiving threat anywhere on the field. There'll be a developmental aspect there, but Tennessee thinks they have a good one here in Ethan Davis, who signed in the early signing period and who will be an early enrollee. So Jacob Warren, we don't really know about right now. Princeton Fant is gone. Miles Campbell, who was a reserve tight end, entered the transfer portal. He's gone. All right, so you have McCallan Castles coming in, Ethan Davis coming in, and of course, we will see about Jacob Warren. But the tight end position is so critical for the University of Tennessee and this offense that Tennessee is still actively looking for another transfer portal or tight end in the transfer portal, but they're not just going to take anybody. If it makes sense, they're going to bring one in because McCallum Castles has 1 year left. Jacob Warren, if he comes back, this is it. You're going to be in the same position next year in terms of trying to find immediate help via the transfer portal. So if you can find a tight end in the transfer portal that has multiple years, Tennessee will bring him in, no doubt about it. Tight end position, very critical for the University of Tennessee. If Jacob Warren comes back, you feel really good about that spot in 2023. If not, oh, hang on. It'll get dicey there for a little bit. But again, even if not, you can't blame Jacob Warren. He's been at Tennessee for 5 seasons. But Warren will be in the Orange Bowl. I expect him at this point in time to be back here at Tennessee next year as well, but we'll see exactly what that looks like. All right, we've reached the end here of our Wednesday show. Tennessee continuing its prep for the Orange Bowl against Clemson. It's going to up later in the week, and I'll continue to bring you everything I have down here from Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, all that good stuff as we continue on throughout the week. Guys, appreciate you for tuning in. As always, please like this video, subscribe to the channel. 6K by New Year's Day. We beat it by a couple of days. Can't thank you guys enough for that. And everybody who's commenting and wishing me a happy marriage and congratulations, guys, it means a whole lot to me. Really, really do appreciate that. Same time, same place. Let's do it again on a Thursday. This is Locked On Vols.